is really, this is fabulous. These sports.
Look, first of all, look at our guests, Brett. They're bundled up like it's basketball season. You wouldn't know tomorrow's June 1st. We're all dressed as if it's the middle of winter. Chris, joining us in studio in our Touch Points Rehab interview chairs are Michael Jasper Copeland, the author of the book Hartford Sports Basketball 1954 to 1984. Oh, what a move. Profiles of Hartford basketball players 1954 to 84. He's the executive director of Sons of Thunder Coalition. And author, also with us is Randy Levine. Randy, of course, his voice has been heard on these airwaves, broadcasting Hartford Hawks men's basketball games. Gentlemen, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Dan.
Michael, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, Brad.
I know this guy. Oh. I know Michael. Michael Copeland, Doc Hurley, the whole gang.
Yes.
Boy, what was the inspiration for this book? I mean, you got the years, 1954 to 1984. You know, I just think of so many. Hurley was one of them.
He was one of them. There's a whole host of others that really inspired Hartford basketball. But for me, in terms of my inspiration, has been a maturation. You know, I've loved sports ever since I was a kid. I would read the Hartford Times. I loved the Hartford Times and how they highlighted basketball. And many of these stories, you know, when I started playing in the playground at Rawson School, I met a fellow by the name of Bill Brown, who was an ex-Hartford High player. He went on to the University of Hartford and did great things. And he would share these stories to me. And my cousin, my first cousin, she lived with us. She was a cheerleader for Weaver High School. And she would talk about these wonderful stories about the Boo Boo Lees and the Shorty Davises. And that really inspired me. So I started to play basketball myself and was a pretty good basketball player. But I had some downtime after... like I said, my daughter, I was talking to you earlier, my daughter's mother had MS and had some downtime. And I just said, what can I do to kind of get back in the groove of things? And I thought about Hartford basketball. And if you look nationally, people always talk about New York City, Detroit basketball, Chicago basketball, Los Angeles basketball, but nobody talks about the great history of Hartford basketball. So I said, you know what? I think I'm going to write about Hartford basketball.
And you did.
And I did.
Why 1954? Why did you start there?
1954. You know, Hartford High is the second oldest high school in the country.
Didn't know that.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Number two.
Number two. Huh.
So I didn't want to write 100 years of history. That would have took me forever. But 1954, that was the first... Weaver won the first state championship in Hartford.
Wow.
And it was all black starting five.
Wow.
And I said that would be an excellent place to start.
Sure.
So I started in 1954 because of that. The first state basketball championship team to come out of Hartford, which was Weaver High School.
Wow. Randy, welcome. Talk a bit about Hartford basketball.
Well, you know, I grew up and played in the south end of Hartford for South Catholic under Joe Riley. Now, Joe Riley, you talked about some of these great guys that are being honored, like Doc Hurley and Lou Bazzano. Joe Riley played for Lou Bazzano over at Buckley High School. He's on that coaching tree,
right.
And he turned out to be my coach. And there's a whole tree of people in the coaching world that stem from guys like Lou Bazzano and Doc Hurley and whatnot. And I just happened to be coached by one of the great ones, Joe Riley, over at South Catholic. And it was a tremendous experience, an experience that that you don't forget, that stays part of your life.
You know, I went to Enfield High School, and we used to admire, it was unbelievable, we used to admire the Hartford teams. I mean, really, it was like, up in Enfield, this was like a professional team down here. But they were fabulous. And then I had the opportunity to come to Hartford in the profession that I'm in today, Doc Hurley, and I mean, all of them, and I'll never forget it.
Well, it was special to all of us that played, that's for sure.
Now, this is all tied in with the Sons of Thunder Coalition. So, Michael, give us some background on the Sons of Thunder Coalition.
The Sons of Thunder Coalition started in 1995. It was inspired by two events that really influenced my life. I had a son that died in 1993. And, you know, anybody that would lose a child at the age of three, that's definitely a life-changing experience. So my life was a little dark for a minute, and the Million Man March came along in 95. And it talked about inner city men doing something to help their community. And that really shook me and motivated me to start something in my son's honor, which was the Sons of Thunder Coalition. The Sons of Thunder is a biblical name named after two disciples in the Bible, James and John.
And this book and this event that you have in July is going to serve essentially as a vehicle to jumpstart Sons of Thunder Coalition?
Yes, it's to jumpstart the Sons of Thunder Coalition. It had existed for 13 years, and it had stopped briefly. My daughter's mother, she had MS, and I had to take responsibility to, you know, get her through high school and things of that nature. And now that she's independent and doing well with this book, I had an opportunity to start the organization and gather some outstanding people on my board of directors like Randy Levine, Norman Bailey, Peter Egan, and we're anxious to do something for the youth and bring the Sons of Thunder to its past glory.
Okay, hold that thought right there. And Brad and our Touchpoints Rehab interview chairs today, Michael Copeland. He is the executive director of Sons of Thunder Coalition, author of the book, Oh, What a Move, Profiles of Hartford Basketball Players, 1954 to 1984, and on the Sons of Thunder board, former basketball player, broadcaster Randy Levine. Michael, are you still writing the book? Do you need any more material? Where does the book stand?
No more material. It's being edited, and it should be done in the next couple of weeks and ready for the big weekend on July 28th and the 29th. It'll be right on sale.
That weekend is going to be
there. Yeah, let's talk about that weekend. That's going to be a gala weekend, so talk about that.
Well, the weekend, again, it's July 28th and the 29th. On Friday the 28th, we have a meet-and-greet event that's going to be at the Wampanoag Country Club in West Hartford. And that's going to be a nice, casual event. We're going to do a video on the Over 30 League, which was a very prominent league. All the great basketball players, the Ken Minks, the Owen Mahorns, the Rick Mahorns, the Mike Adams. It's going to be a video with all those guys in it. But also, over the past 2 years, I've been meeting with many of the Hartford legends. We've been going to buffets and restaurants and things of that nature, talking basketball, talking about life, and that was videotaped, and that's going to be shown as well. And it's going to be just a nice, casual evening. We're expecting a good 100 people to be at that particular event. The following day, which is July the 29th, we're going to have a youth basketball clinic. And Norman Bailey, who's an ex-great basketball player at Northwest Catholic and at UConn, he's the coordinator of that. Earl Kelly, who is a former great basketball player, he's going to do a nice speech for the kids because Earl went through a lot of ups and downs, and he's doing well right now, and I think he's going to be a good example for the kids. And that night is the gala, which is going to be at the U.S. Charter Park. And we're going to be honoring many of the legends. Johnny Egan is coming back.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Johnny Egan.
Yeah, Johnny Egan. Wow.
I interviewed him three times.
Yeah. You know, Randy, as I understand it, people who have played basketball in Hartford, who have been connected with basketball in Hartford, are really stepping up for this event, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement going on right now, especially when we start. Michael was really good about getting the word out to everybody that he's writing about. He had to put a cap on how many people he was writing about because there's just so many stories and so many people that have come through the ranks. So, but we're sending invitations out to everybody, and people have responded, like John Egan responded right away, and he's coming in from Houston. Bob Countryman coming in from California. So there's a lot of people coming back for this thing, and it's starting to spread. I got a message today from Joe Riley Jr., who's the coach of Wesleyan, and he and his brother Luke, who's the coach of East Catholic, they're all in. They all want to be part of this thing in some way.
Oh, this is going to be very big. Now, how can people get involved? Are there tickets available? Is there a program? People can buy advertising, Michael. What's the process here?
Yes, we're doing a program advertisement book, and all the information can be seen in our Facebook page, which is Harford V-Ball Legends Celebration Reunion on Facebook.
Okay.
But the tickets for the meet and greet is $20. For the gala is $80, and that comes with the dinner and the book. But tickets will go on sale next Thursday, and they can reach out to Tia Woods. Her number is 860-881-8191. She's our secretary.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, too, I wanted to mention is about the dinner is our guest speaker is going to be Jim Calhoun. He's agreed to come down and talk to everybody. So, I mean, we're all excited about that, having a Hall of Famer at our dinner.
Sure. Oh, this is going to be a terrific night.
You know something? And this is what it used to be like in Hartford. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Used to have these dinners all the time. Bob Steele, the whole gang.
Yeah.
Now, Michael, the idea is, from a Sons of Thunder Coalition perspective, is to use basketball to help the inner city. So can you talk about that as you revive the program?
Well, interesting enough, the book has a lot to it. It's about life. It's about triumph. It's about tragedy. It's about relationships. Many of these guys, they went through their ups and downs as well. And it's to show the kids that, hey, they can overcome too. You know, some of these guys, although they didn't go to college and things of that nature, they got their lives together later on, so it's never too late. But as it relates to the Sons of Thunder, we ran the organization for 13 years. It was a dynamic basketball league of 200 kids or more. Not only was it about basketball, but we did a lot of college tours, prep school tours. We had a after-school homework club at Sam Elementary School. We did hiking. We did all different types of things to expose urban youth to a different way of life, and we're planning on doing that in a big way.
No, that's just terrific.
I think it's fabulous.
Randy, a favorite basketball story. Share one with our audience.
From me, I mean, I've heard so many stories about guys that I didn't play with.
Well, that's
when I go to the fellowship, I hear an Owen Mahorn story.
Okay, so
give
us an Owen Mahorn story.
An Owen Mahorn story. The last one I heard, he was playing in a game and he was getting elbowed. The guy was trying to muscle him up a little bit, and you know, because Owen was, he was like the Hulk.
Right.
I mean, he was big, strong, and he told the guy to leave him alone. You know, I don't want to stop elbowing me. And the guy did it one more time, and Owen chased him. The guy ran out of the gym in the middle of the game. He just took off, ran off the court, ran out of the building. Owen was after him. He was just right in the middle of the game.
He just ran by Blue Hills Avenue. Michael, a story from the book.
A story from the book. It's not as funny as that, but this one really inspires me. Guy by the name of Ricky Turner, he was a 6'3 point guard, graduated from Weaver in 1958. And back then, many African-Americans didn't have an opportunity to go to many of the mainstream schools like the UConns and of that nature. But he went out to a college called Linfield College in Portland, Oregon. And it was predominantly white students there. He said that he cried every day for a year. He wanted to come home so bad. But no, he stuck it out. He stuck it out. He had a white friend that encouraged him every day, and he stuck that thing out. And today, Ricky Turner has a PhD in education.
Wow.
Whoa.
I get chills just hearing that kind of story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of these stories will surprise you and inspire you.
So for $100, you get to go to the meet and greet, the gala, and you get the book?
Yes.
That's a terrific arrangement. So how do people go about signing up for this event?
Again, they can reach out to Tia Woods at 860.
Take this. We got to take this down. Okay. 860. Go ahead.
881.
881.
81.
81.
91.
91. And what's your first name?
Tia Woods.
Tia Woods. Okay. If you folks want to join a lot of people and have, I tell you, this is history, right in your own backyard. 860. 881-8191.
Now, let's talk about the clinic quickly because we've got Keeney Park, I guess the clinic is going to be.
Yeah, Keeney Park holds a significance in Hartford. That was the mecca of Hartford basketball. Not only is it going to be a basketball clinic led by former Northwest Catholic great Norman Bailey, but Earl Kelly will be there too, offering instruction as well as other coaches in the greater Hartford area. There's going to be health clinics. We're going to be collaborating with the Police Athletic League as well. We're going to be serving lunches to the kids. And it's just going to be a great opportunity for fellowship and basketball that week.
Randy.
Yeah, if I can add one thing, I just want to say Mike's worked on this thing for 3 years now. I think Mike worked really hard researching this thing like crazy. And so, and all the money generated from this book and from that weekend goes to the Sons of Thunder Coalition, which is a 501c3 organization, nonprofit, and that's our main fundraiser for the year, which is going to allow us to do some developmental things with the kids, expose them to. We already have colleges and business leaders in the community lined up that want to get involved and start helping out and working with the kids. So we just got to get this this weekend going and get raise some money, and we can start doing it.
And you will. 860-881-8191 for tickets, my dear friends.
Michael, Randy, thanks very much for coming to our studio.
God bless you all.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.